the final P is not really a P. It's speech, but yeah, for some reason David Tippett wanted it to be four P's. And when you're illustrating speech, here you can really draw from years and years of experiences reading cartoons, because that's actually, you're going to use exactly the same approach as if you they're doing cartoons. So let's just look at some of the speech bubbles. We have the normal one, where you can add something. You can also, if people are thinking, well, as we already know from cartoons, this is more like a cloud and some bubbles up to that cloud. If somebody is saying something that is a fact, well, then you'll put it in a square box. And the thing is, when you write something or want to write something inside a bubble, then write things first and then make your bubble afterwards. So this is somebody stating a fact. If somebody is whispering, well, then you're using dashed lines instead of full lines. If somebody is saying something blurry, well, then make it look like jelly, right? Really not sure if the person thinks he knows what it is. If somebody's arguing or really mad, well, then you make shark teeth on the bubble. You do something like this. So an argument could actually be two bubbles with shark teeth next to each other, right? Like this. Or if somebody is bullying somebody else, well, the one bullying is, of course, the one with the shark teeth. The one being bullied is more like the dashed lines. Not saying a lot, I guess. If somebody comes with a big surprise, then you'll make a star shape. Something like this. So this is how you're indicating speech, and you're of course combining that with the persons that you draw.